We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Has got him and a sack him back inside the 30-yard line. Nick Bosa drops Aaron Rodgers for a 13-yard loss.
Quick pass caught by Kittle. He dives and he's in. Touchdown, 49ers.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to Striking Gold, your 49ers podcast on the Blue Wire Network. My name is Rob Lauder. I cover the 49ers for all of you fine folks on the other end of the speaker. Appreciate you tuning in. Appreciate you being here. Welcome to Striking Gold. Have a front row seat. Let's lock in. This episode, of course, is brought to you by Prize Picks. If you want to give Prize Picks a go, might not be the NFL season, but they're still doing every other sport. MLB, NBA, NHL, prizepicks.com/gold. And use the promo code GOLD, and they'll do a first deposit match of up to $100. More about that later. Free agency is underway. The first wave is huge. It is massive. It is like the wave caused by the meteor in Deep Impact. That's a very obscure movie reference, but it's out there. Google it. Now, I must confess, I am running on empty. It is 5:48 p.m. on Monday, March 11th. Daylight savings time did me dirty. You combine that with taking care of a newborn throughout the night and frosty. But I'm going to push through. I told you that there was a good chance that there would be two episodes of Striking Gold this week. Given free agency, it's Monday for you guys. Ideally, Tuesday is when you should be listening to this. And there's already two. So, I mean, could we have a three-episode week? Could we have a four-episode week? Can you believe it? This is going to be a shorter episode, just rapid fire. Let's get you the news that you want. Let's get you my thoughts that you really want. I mean, let's not kid anybody here. That's what you're here for. Rob's takes. I just always have such fire takes. Hopefully you can hear the sarcasm oozing out of my voice. First, but hardly least, Arik Armstead still has not technically been released. That being said, free agency still technically has not begun. Contracts cannot be signed. They can be agreed to. Shit, we saw with a kicker that they can even change their mind. So Arik Armstead still is officially with the 49ers. And based on who you read the tweets from, whether it's Matt Maiocco, Adam Schefter, you know, Ian Rappaport, Jordan Schultz, Bleacher Report. It kind of sounds like the 49ers may still be trying to work through a lesser valued contract with Arik Armstead, otherwise known as a pay cut. Again, I'm running on empty. I'm trying here, folks. So we'll see. It seems I haven't really seen anything to indicate the fact that he's going to stay. Again, as the day unfolded, it just became clear based on the reporting that Eric Armstead was offering a significantly reduced deal. So much so that it obviously pushed well beyond whatever he would consider any type of a hometown discount. He didn't want to do that, and he opted to hit free agency, which for a guy his age, he's over 30. He's at 30. I believe he's at 30. And, you know, he didn't finish up the last couple of seasons coming off a knee surgery. This may be the last time he gets to truly hit free agency in a defensive tackle class that has kind of mostly been picked over already. So, you know, Armstead's release would almost be a premier player just coming into the open market. And so this could be his last chance to really hit free agency. You're talking about end of career money. So you shouldn't blame him for doing what he's doing, especially given we have no idea what the contract was that the 49ers wanted him to take. You know, it's a tough break for him. He was a 9-year player on the 49ers, just missed the 10-year wall. 49ers actually have a 10-year wall. But maybe there's a chance that him and the front office are still negotiating some type of compromise. I'm sure the 49ers would love to do that, given how thin they now are along the interior of the defensive line. Kyle Juszczyk, fullback, is also reportedly being talked to in the hopes that he will renegotiate his contract and take lesser money. We'll see how that one goes. Obviously, the first thing we heard about Armstead was that he was out. We haven't heard that about Juszczyk. We'll see over the next couple days where that goes. Kyle Juszczyk, I have the salary cap up right here. Kyle Juszczyk has a $7.5 million cap number with a $5.75 million base salary. He has $2.6 million dead money if cut, and the 49ers would save just under $5 million, $4.9 million if he is released. So there is significant cap savings for the 49ers if they were to release just Kyle Juszczyk. Not really something I would do. I think that he is a more important player than people realize to this offense, but we'll see. Obviously, when you're asking a player to take a pay cut, there are plenty of other teams out there that could use a fullback of Kyle Juszczyk's caliber. So we'll see there where that goes for the 49ers. But as of right now, both him and Armstead are still on the roster. So we'll see how that goes. All right, on to the bigger free agent signing. The 49ers made their, I wouldn't call it a splash. What would you call it? Maybe a, what's like a lesser version of a splash? You know, just like a poor form dive. You know what I mean? Like, you don't want to leave a splash, but there was one. What's a little splash? I'm really spending too much time on this, but I'm gonna have to figure that out. The 49ers, anyways, you're like, Jesus, get to the point, Rob. The 49ers have signed defensive end Leonard Floyd, formerly of the Bears, formerly of the Rams, formerly of the Bills, Leonard Floyd, who, when you look up his statistics, is a man of consistency, especially over the last four seasons. But before we get to that, 49ers signed him to a 2-year, $20 million deal that can be worth up to $24 million. He's getting $12 million in year one. I mean, I like the move. And I was just kind of thinking to myself as I said that, you know, I'm trying to kind of emulate or think of what people would have a problem with when it comes to this mood. Just kind of preemptively thinking, okay, what are people going to have to complain about at this point? But I think it's a great move. I think that Leonard Floyd is a consistent, a durable veteran. He's a high motor guy. He has no effort issues, which I know was a significant question mark for Chase Young and some of the stuff he put on tape for the 49ers. Let me get this picture out here that I took via Guy Haberman. There we go. I like the signing, especially when you look at it. Floyd's production over the past 4 years in 2019, Is that what we'll be at? 19, 20, 22? No. 2020, he had 10 and a half sacks and 19 quarterback hits. 2021, he had 9.5 sacks, 18 quarterback hits. 22, 9 sacks, 22 quarterback hits. 23, with the Bills, 10.5 sacks and 19 quarterback hits. The dude is consistent. He's exactly what the 49ers need. Could they have, I mean, is that saying that Leonard Floyd is the absolute best edge rusher they can get? Of course it's not. And they're not giving him a contract that is befitting of the best edge rusher they can get. But he's certainly the best edge rusher that the 49ers have put next to Nick Bosa since he's been here. I believe he's an upgrade over Chase Young. If you look at the previous edge rushers that the 49ers have had opposite Bosa. And again, this is a picture that was via Guy Haberman of the, I believe he's going with the Hey Guy podcast, something like that. I like it. This year, the 49ers got 3.5 sacks from Cleveland Farrell. Randy Gregory came in and in 9 games only managed 2.5. You know, I'm not going to give him credit for the 7.5, you know, for the 5 sacks he came in with. So the 49ers only managed 6 sacks outside of Nick Bosa from off the edge. In 2022, Samson Ebukam had 5 sacks. Charles Omenihu, 4.5. 2021, Arden Key had 6.5. Samson Ebukam, 4.5. So the 49ers have never had a double-digit sack guy opposite Nick Bosa. Now, they've gotten double-digit sacks from DeForest Buckner. They've gotten double-digit sacks from Arik Armstead. But we're talking about edge guys. And if you listen to yesterday's podcast, you know that the one position that I truly wanted the 49ers to attack in free agency was the edge. Now, is Leonard Floyd the absolute home run shot I was kind of advocating for them to do? Not necessarily, but given where the 49ers are salary cap wise, there was only so much they were going to be able to pull off, especially when you look at what the Panthers just did to trade for Brian Burns. Yes, who we talked about also on the pod, the Giants. I said Panthers trade for Brian Burns. The Panthers traded Brian Burns to the Giants for a 2nd and 5th round pick. And Burns is immediately signing a 5-year deal worth $150 million max, $87.5 million guaranteed. I believe that makes him the 2nd highest paid edge rusher behind Nick Bosa. So when you look at a deal like that, you're like, I think that was probably just a little out of the 49ers range. You know, when you're talking about a swing like that, let me make sure I note this down though, because there are some other names sitting out there. Bosa and Mac. There we go. Sorry, doodling, actually writing something, not punching it in my phone. So back to Leonard Floyd. I mean, even when you look at his contract, and I've got all the edge rusher contracts up here. I've got their average per year. You would have to scroll down. There it is right there. They don't have numbers, which is always, anytime you're ever putting a chart of something, you should always have numbers. Let's count really fast. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 9, 30, 31. Leonard Floyd now has the 33rd highest per year edge rusher contract. And I would say that it's not going out on a limb to say that he is probably better than the 33rd best edge rusher in the NFL right now. Maybe not by much, but at the same time, you're not talking about a contract that's long-term. It's 2 years. The 49ers get that pass rush boost that they need, that they feel they need, that I think they need to make another push into and deep into the playoffs. So I really like the signing. Again, like I've said, he's got a connection to Brandon Staley. He played under Brandon Staley during his year in with the Rams. Obviously, Kyle Shanahan's played against him many times. He gets to coach or he gets to work under Chris Kocurek, the 49ers defensive line coach. There could be an uptick in Leonard Floyd's numbers just as easy as there a regression. Now, Leonard Floyd is I could have sworn I pulled it up, but I think. And I changed it out for another player that the 49ers signed right before I started to record. So let me pull this up real quick. Boop, 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 boop. I just wanted to pull up Leonard Floyd's stats along with his age, because obviously he has spent some time in the NFL. He's 31. He will be close to 32 He will be 32 at the very start of the NFL season. So obviously not a young player. He's had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 seasons in the NFL. But look at his productivity. Games, 12, 10, 16, 16, 16, 17, 17, 17. So when it comes to something that maybe the 49ers felt they were lacking with Armstead, you know, and the fact that he had only done 4 full seasons out of his 9 years in the NFL, this is kind of a different direction for the 49ers. Different position, obviously, you're talking edge rusher versus interior, but the 49ers are signing someone that is proven dependable. Does that mean that he's going to play all 16 games again, 17 games again? Not necessarily, but he's got a good track record, and he's essentially a double-digit sack guy if you average out his last 4 years. And that's a big boost for the 49ers and their pass rush game and getting after the quarterback. Right before I started recording, the 49ers also signed Panthers defensive end Yeter Gross-Matos to a 2-year deal worth $8 million. Now, Gross-Matos, his last year, he had 4.5 sacks with the Panthers. He had 19 solo tackles, 7 tackles for loss, and 10 quarterback hits. So not a big name. Obviously was a pretty coveted player coming out of college. He was a second-round pick, 38th overall, to the Carolina Panthers. 6'5", 265 pounds. Definitely going to be a rotational defensive end for the 49ers. It wouldn't surprise me if that contract ends up getting a little bit more fleshed out. 2 years, $18 million for a player with pretty limited production seems high. I mean, there's always the chance that the 49ers just straight overpaid for a player. But something tells me that there may be some more to that deal and the guarantees that are included in it. It just seems like a lot to pay somebody who hasn't really established much in the NFL. But again, he is a physical freak, 6'5", 265. In 55 career games, he's had 13 sacks and 142 tackles. 32 of those were starts. So we'll see where the 49ers go with that. But obviously, they've made it a priority to reinforce the edges so far. Could Gross-Matos play a little bit of the interior? He definitely has the size to. He's listed as a defensive end. I would assume he's going to play defensive end. I would assume he's going to rotate with the likes of Nick Bosa and now Leonard Floyd. Drake Jackson's still there. Who were some of the other guys there? I realized I'd left some of the defensive lineup. Maybe the 49ers choose to bring Cleveland Farrell back. That would probably be a move that's financially easy to do. You got Drake Jackson. Maybe they bring back Cleveland Farrell. You still got Kalia Davis, but he hasn't done a whole lot. He's going to be in his third year. Or maybe it's his second year. No, it's third year. He had a redshirt year, you're right. I don't think the 49ers have updated their personnel roster yet. So Leonard Floyd, 2 years, $20 million, up to 24. They also signed Yeter Gross-Matos to a two-year, $18 million deal. Again, I would expect to hear more about that. The 49ers are still kind of being linked with Joey Bosa and Khalil Mack. I saw some stuff on social media where Joey Bosa's mom was like, hell yeah, get my other son in a 49ers uniform. That's not going to happen necessarily anytime. I wouldn't say anytime soon. That's poor wording. I think that they both have some contract guarantees that are coming up with the Chargers. And I think both of them are kind of expected to be released for the Chargers. They're not going to be traded. Their contracts are absolutely massive. So we'll see what happens with that. We'll see what happens with that. I'm not necessarily sitting here saying to keep your eyes out for Bosa and or Mac news. But I'm also not looking at Leonard Floyd's contract or Yeter Gross-Matos' contract and saying there's no way they can sign Bosa and Mac. Now, between those two players, it's looking like they're spending up next to $30 million. So it is a decent number. Can the 49ers really afford to squeeze another premier player in there? Maybe. They did restructure Fred Warner's contract that was reported by Matt Barrows of The Athletic, freeing up roughly $10 million. Fred Warner's cap hit number is now $13.5 million. I think when we talked about it yesterday, it was into the mid-25s. But if you click on Fred Warner's contract, you know, you can see how they've shuffled things around. His cap hit this year is only $13.8 million, but next year it's $30.3 million. The year after that, it's $27.8 million. So, you know, again, restructures are cool in the moment, but they all they do is slide money down the way. So we'll see where the 49ers go with that. The 49ers did re-sign quarterback Brandon Allen. Everybody loved making the, oh my gosh, they re-signed BA joke on Twitter. That was fun for about 3.5 seconds. It looks like Brandon Allen is going to be Brock Purdy's backup throughout the season. In other news that I probably should have already gotten to, the 49ers did end up applying the second round tender to wide receiver Juwan Jennings. We talked about that. We expected that. That means that any team can negotiate with Juwan Jennings and sign him to a long-term deal. But if the 49ers choose to not match that deal, then they will receive a second round pick from the other team. It seems pretty assured that Juwan Jennings is going to be back with the 49ers. The deal is worth $4.8 million. The tender is worth $4.8 million to Jennings from the 49ers. And again, if another NFL team wants to negotiate a long-term deal with Jennings, that's going to have to go through the 49ers. And if the 49ers choose not to match it, then they get a second-round pick from the signing team. So that was what we expected. That's what they did. It's a good deal, and it'll be cool to see Juwan Jennings continue to probably expand his role. I think that maybe that Super Bowl performance gave Kyle Shanahan more confidence in Jennings. Not that he was ever lacking any. Maybe Brock Purdy, too. I mean, you were dealing with a hobbled Debo Samuel out there, and Jennings really picked up the torch and ran with it. Was probably not too far off of being the Super Bowl MVP if the 49ers would have found a way to got that done. So again, just a real quick recap. The 49ers still have Arik Armstead on the roster, but he is likely to be released in the coming days. Now, the 49ers can release him now, but it's also it's likely that they've given him permission to talk to other teams. Arik Armstead can gauge his market with other teams while remaining on the 49ers roster, and the 49ers and Armstead kind of expecting his release, but maybe Armstead doesn't quite find the market he thought he had. Maybe there's a change of heart. Maybe the 49ers are willing to play ball a little bit more than they had been. You know, things can still change. Armstead is still on the roster, so we'll see if the 49ers and or Armstead budge a little. But if not, then, you know, it was one hell of a run for Armstead, who's one of, if not the most respected player in the 49ers locker room.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Kyle Juszczyk, they're still working on that. Keep an eye out for Juszczyk news. I think the 49ers and 49ers fans are hoping to hear that they have successfully restructured his deal and Juszczyk has taken less, but you know, no player is necessarily obligated to do that. What you don't want to hear is he's been released, because he is just seems like a pretty integral part of that offense, and he's still good for at least one or two highlights a game, which is always fun. Juwan Jennings, second round tender. 49ers added Leonard Floyd for 2 years, $20 million, up to 24 total, 12 in year one. Solid deal. Not a huge amount of money. They're not breaking the bank with him, but they're getting solid production, essentially a double-digit sack guy for pennies on the dollar when you look at the other edge contracts. And again, just right before we recorded the pod, the 49ers signed Panthers defensive end Yetur Gross-Matos to a two-year, $18 million deal. Again, seems high for a player with very little productivity, and we may end up finding out that, you know, some of that has to do with production or incentives or what have you. I'm trying to think if there's anything else I want to mention on here. Some of the other edges that I had talked about did have already signed with other teams. Jonathan Greener, defensive end from Houston, signed with Minnesota for 4 years, $76 million. Bryce Huff signed with the Eagles for 3 years, $51.1 million. Let's keep going. Azeez Al-Shaair signed with the Texans, so he's back with D'Amico Ryans for 3 years, $34 million. There was never going to be a point where the 49ers would be able to match anything close to that contract number. I'm pretty sure Azeez is now making more than Dre Greenlaw. Still going down, and I've got this sorted by the amount of money they're getting paid per year. Man, Tony Pollard got 3 years, $24 million. Damn. I don't know about that. Still some decent defensive tackles on the market. Just kind of scrolling through, seeing if there's any other players that we talked about. 49ers backup tight end Charlie Warner was signed to Atlanta for 3 years, $12 million. So no other names on here that I feel like just I absolutely have to get to you guys. I still expect the 49ers to continue to look into free agency. I think they need still more help along the defensive line that they're not going to be able to get all from the draft. They've got edge rushers, but they don't have interior. And as we saw last year, the 49ers started to struggle against the run just more than we were accustomed to. And I think that they need to do as much as they can to make sure that's not the case. Stopping the run was always just a key part of the 49ers identity, so much so that every time you went in a game, you just felt like you didn't even have to worry about it. And we'll see. We'll see what else they got out there. Again, moves are flying off the board on the daily. I could probably click on Twitter right now and see if Matt Maiocco confirming the deal for Yetur Gross-Matos. The deal can be made official on Wednesday. I'm just looking through and making sure there's nothing else that is. Things are coming through so quickly that it wouldn't surprise me if stuff was for the 49ers was rolling through while I recorded this. But it looks like we're safe. Looks like we're clear. Again, the odds are pretty good that I'll be coming at you guys with another episode. Before we get out of here, got to talk real quickly about Prize Picks. Y'all know the deal. It's daily fantasy sports, 2 to 6 players. You're picking more, you're picking less. Just because it's not the NFL season doesn't mean you can't get down on it. All right. MLB, NBA, NHL, Call of Duty League, League of Legends. I mean, it goes on and on. Prize Picks are really here to stay. What you're going to want to do is go to prizepicks.com/gold and use the promo code gold, and they're going to do a first deposit match of up to $100. What I like most about Prize Picks, it's just so damn easy. It really is. You've heard me say it over and over. You can get on there and with a timer in front of you set to 60 seconds, and you can look at your lineup and set it and pick the players, pick more or less, and have that thing done in less than a minute. So again, that's prizepicks.com/gold. We have been told here at Striking Gold that Prize Picks are jumping on board for the 2024 year, which is a big deal. And a lot of that is thanks to you guys for using the promo code gold. I appreciate it. Don't stop. Keep using it if you can. If you haven't already, prizepicks.com, daily fantasy sports made easy. All right. There's your little quickie for today. We'll see what free agency news comes tomorrow. We'll see what comes for the rest of the week. And again, if enough happens tomorrow, I might just jump right back on here. If it's a slow burn, and I may be on here just a little bit later this week. Again, sorry for the stumbled words, mispronunciations, slurring, daylight savings, newborn. I'm full of excuses. Roll with me. We'll be all right. All right, everybody. I appreciate you. If you want to leave the pod a little bit more support, get on whatever app you listen to it on. Leave us a 5-star review. Drop a question in there if you want to. Anything you want to be added to the podcast, jump on iTunes, leave us a 5-star review, write in there a question, a topic, anything you'd like for me to cover on the pod. And if that comes along with a 5-star review, I will cover it in the pod. Scout's honor. I'm not a scout, but I've always just loved the way it sounds. Appreciate you. All right, everybody. Thanks for listening. That's it for another episode. I'm Rob. This is Striking Gold. We're signing out.